Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, you don't play the game or coach the game with this in mind, but it's such a great honor. I'm really honored that the Bears have considered doing this and have done it. And you know, it's kind of the icing on the cake. It's the final candle, whatever you want to call it. But it's been a hell of a run. It really has been. It's been fun. And and I said out there, the greatest fans in the world. I think Chicago has them. So it means a lot. It's an individual honor. The greatest honor was winning the Super Bowl with my group of players. That was a big honor, Fred. But this is an individual thing, and it's nice that George and Virginia decided to do this. I hope, and I think Mr. Hallis would approve. This is unbearable now. Now, don't forget now, I'm pretty old, but I played in cold weather. But I'm telling you, this is cold. I mean, these guys are they're warriors to do what they're doing right now. This is cold, and the field's starting to get hard right now. You know, I read something a long time ago. It said, yesterday is history, and tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. I'm going to stick around in the present for a while, try to figure out what the heck's going on. And I got a pretty good grip on it, and I like it. If whatever the future brings, I hope I can accept. I have no regrets about the past. I shouldn't say that. Like Sinatra said, regrets I have a few, but then again, too few to mention. I really have a few, but it's been a good run. Well, like I said, it's the fans. I mean, you know, when the fans quit coming, the game's over in every sport. And I think that our athletes ought to understand that and appreciate it more because they are what makes it. They, you know, they're the meal ticket. They pay the bills. They pay the salaries. By showing up, cheering, booing. They have a right to do that. Sometimes we don't understand it, but they got that right. So, but they're pretty supportive in this city, and they've always been. I've been very blessed. Going through airports is pretty interesting. No, it's okay. It's no problem. I think I have an obligation to do those things. I have restaurants, so I'm in the restaurants, and, you know, I do it all the time anyway, so it's okay. It's not a problem. I think when you don't have time for people, you got a problem. Have you watched the first half? That's a pretty good offense. McNown is playing as good as I you can imagine. They're doing what Mark is doing with his offense is so imaginative, and it's so good and so talented. He's got great receivers. He's using everybody. He's getting the ball to a lot of different people. The game of football is special teams, offense, and defense. Got to play a little better on the defensive side. Now, I know what they're doing right now on offense. It's tremendously impressive, but you got to get a couple stops. Well, I never had any, really. I think that was blown out of proportion, Fred. I really do. I mean, there was some hurt. Yeah, it was hurt, but I was never mad at anybody. I understood it. I got it. And, you know, it's nice to have that all swept under the carpet or wherever you want to say, but that's all gone. I have nothing but admiration and respect for what they're trying to do for the front office, for the ownership. Virginia, I saw Virginia tonight. She looks wonderful, and it's just great. I go back with her and Ed. In the beginning, you know, I was a 22-year-old kid when I came to Chicago and met Mr. Hallis, and I was dazzled by that $12,000-a-year contract, and, you know, man, I went out and bought a new car. I had it going. I had a $6,000 signing bonus. Went out and bought me a 62 old Starfire convertible. That was a cat, man. So it's been a good run. I don't have nothing but fond memory. And it's ironic, these two teams playing. I spent 30 years of my career with Dallas and Chicago. Coach Landry's the other major figure in my life. He resurrected my career as a football player, and he gave me an opportunity to coach, which is the reason I ended up coming here to coach. So I got a lot of my respect and obligation goes to that organization, especially Coach Landry. He was my second mentor beside Coach Hallis. So I have one regret that Coach Hallis didn't live long enough to see the Super Bowl win. He would have loved that. But we used to talk a lot in 82 and until he passed and talk about the different players we had, and he really got excited. I would tell him, this guy's like this guy or this guy's like that guy from 63, and he really liked that and enjoyed it. So, and again, I want to say one thing. You know, I think great players make great coaches. I had the greatest group of guys in the world. I don't know if that team will ever get the credit it deserves, but it was a pretty dominant team. It was fun to watch them. They had fun playing, and we never took it away from them. We could have never done it without Buddy, but he was the best. We came to defense. He was innovative. He was way ahead of the game, and he knew the difference between come here and sick 'em, believe me. Well, I shave every day, and I don't know. I have restaurants, and I'm been fortunate. I mean, I've been fortunate. I can still do some commercials. I'm still on TV, you know. Somebody says, you want to do a hearing aid? Sure, I can't hear what. So I do all that stuff. But I'm just having fun with it. I mean, I can tell you honestly, probably the best thing that happens is when you stop taking yourself so damn serious. And I quit. I don't take myself serious. It's been a heck of a game. Now, my golf game is terrible. That's bothered me a lot. What else you want to know? Now, you know what? It was fun. You know, we had fun. Actually, you got to admit, we had fun in those days. I think anybody that covered those press conferences, whether they liked me or didn't like me, it was pretty much fun because they could write any kind of article they wanted when I came out of there. But I got your IQ. But thank you, guys. God bless you.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.